Glory to Jesus Christ, and Happy New Year. Did you make some resolutions for the new year? I hope that yes, it's always good. And probably this is the reason why somebody, one our parishioners asked me if I have, not a resolution, but some kind of wish for like our parish. And wow, in that moment, you know, so many ideas, what I would wish for the parish came to my mind. But everything was something like, not, it didn't have this real deep. And then I read homilies of Saint Isaac the Syrian, and in the first homily, there was one sentence which touched me, attacked me almost. And I think, yes, this is my wish for myself and for all of you, for this parish. And the sentence was about faith. Saint Isaac said that we should be drunk, but not by alcohol, with alcohol, you know. He said, we should be drunk with faith. He said that we should be drunk, and he meant to be under influence of God's grace so much that our life would be really reflecting of this relationship with God, which is in our hearts. And I realized that this is that thing we need. This is something to be drunk with faith in our lives. This is something what should be our goal because it leads to salvation. But to understand Saint Isaac correctly, we have to realize what he meant by word faith. It was totally different meaning that it is in our minds. Today, if we say, if somebody says, I believe in God, many times, and it is almost 99% of the person, it's still too far from God and almost doesn't know God. We have to realize that I'll compare faith to the alphabet with so many letters there. And to admit and to believe that God is just a letter A from whole alphabet. But faith, real faith, has to have all these letters of the alphabet. Because in existence of God, well, this Satan believes in God, but he's not in heaven. He has this faith that God exists, but it didn't bring him eternal life with God. Faith is something more. And we have to learn all these letters and to bring all these letters, which are, each letter is part of our faith, express one aspect of our faith. We have to learn to all these letters, because after then we will be able to read. We will be able to recognize who God is really. We will understand correctly what is his plan for us and what he did for us. And this will fill us with really huge joy that we would rather die immediately than to lose this connection with him. So what are the other letters of the alphabet? What does it mean to have faith? Well, we will not go through all these letters, but we could, but we don't have time for that. I would just tell you that, okay, faith means, and B in this alphabet, which is faith, the B is keeping commandments. Maybe I don't understand everything, but it was said I keep the commandments. The C is then obedience to God's word. And the D, it can be fear of God, because fear of God is beginning of wisdom. Fear of God, this deep respect. And Saint Isaac, it was interesting, in another place, he is saying, and he lived in like 9th century, he said, it's difficult to imagine that all those people in the world will be saved, because this world is so noisy that their minds are not close to God. If for Saint Isaac was 9th century, it's too noisy, what was barrier to bring people towards God, and he was praying, crying that they are losing their salvation. What would he say about our century, about our lives? How much noisier it is. And we have to learn that. We have to realize that. If you want to have faith, it's not enough to know A or B only. We need to continue and learn to all these letters. And it's difficult to reveal all these aspects of faith now. But I want to bring you something what was told during the priest convention. When we were talking about problems, you know, and this repeats everywhere. And the one question is, what we are supposed to do? How can we bring people closer to God as a priest? Is our vocation? If people don't come to us. One priest said, well, I didn't have one person during 1 year who would come and ask, Father, what I am supposed to do to get closer to God. The priest was devastated. And he said, well, what I'm doing wrong? I think the priest didn't do anything wrong, because he can serve only if somebody comes to him. He can make 1,000 activities, but if nobody comes, he cannot help. He cannot serve. He can serve only to those who come to him. And why people don't come to him? Because faith is missing. This fear of God is missing. And look, let's be critical a little bit. How many times, look, it happens. I am just, maybe it will be too critical, but well, I just want to open our hearts. We skip several liturgies on Sundays. Then we come and we approach the chalice like, I have a right for a Eucharist. I broke my communion with Christ by disobedience, but not desire to come to worship him. And then I come without repentance to the chalice. I don't pray like 2 weeks. 2 weeks come without prayer in my personal life. But then on Sunday comes, I approach the chalice. I have a right to receive communion without repentance. I do many other things, you know, what I want. But still I have this no fear of God. And I think that I have a right for His presence. I broke this relationship many times without bringing this relation back in order, without repentance, without healing these wounds which came to our heart, without gaining back His grace. And this is what is missing. It's missing, and sometimes it's horrible, you know, to see, you know, and priest sees that, and it was in the confession, he said, what can I'm supposed to do? I see how they eat candies during liturgy and they come for a communion. They don't keep even this 1 hour fast. How far we went. How far we went from real faith, from real understanding who God is and why we are here. The problem then is, you know, if we don't know all these letters of the faith, then we, because in our heart has desire for God, then we are looking for this fulfillment of this desire. And yes, God gives us always chance. God gives us these moments of grace which like take us up and we feel great. We feel like full of fire. But we forget to understand because we don't talk to priests, we don't come for confession, we don't have spiritual leading, we don't learn these spiritual things, we don't know that this moment of grace is a moment when I should start new life. But we want to stay there. Just enjoy this joy without any work, without any progress in our lives. And we are then like a stone we throw up. And this stone is flying high. And we enjoy that. But in one moment, this force, this stone is stopped. And starts to fall down. Because if we don't have these all letters of this our faith, what we are supposed to do, we cannot stay there. God can give us this push. God can give us this new start, this invitation again. But if there is no fear of God, if there is not obedience, if there is not prayer, if there is not our dedication to God, to spiritual life, if there is not our repentance, if there is not this building of His relationship to Him, we will not stay there, we will not fly. Continue, we fall down. And then we want and this joy we want. So we start to look for different things. We want this excitement, we want this joy. And then we are looking on other places. On our other places. Because we start to understand faith as the end time. I come to church and let's give me some fun. Give me some fun. I should be entertained. I should be uplifted. I should be make well. But it's not about that. We come to church not to be entertained. It's okay, if you want that, you can go to Joel Osteen. You can go on the shows which have no connection with Christianity. But if you want to have just this earthly fun, you should go there. But don't think in your faith, that you are building your relationship with God. I know this is hard words. When I read it, again his words of Saint Isaac Syrian. And I think about my life. I had to come here. And I had to pray this Akathis of repentance, the 30 minutes of asking and begging God for mercy, because I felt that how far I am. After so many years of priesthood and prayer, I said, how far I am still from you, my God. But I know that if we try, we can be, God wants to help us. He wants to lead us, but we have to leave a little bit, or to left is our confidence that everything's all right. We have to learn what does it mean to have faith. We have to have this fear of God, beginning of wisdom, this deep respect in front of God, and this spirit of repentance, the humble heart, then God is going to help us. And God is going to keep us flying up in true faith. So I would like to make this wish for myself at first, because I have to blame myself that I was not able probably to bring this to many people. And it was my vocation. I know that God will judge me for that. So at first I wish it to myself to be drunk with faith in this new year. And I would like to ask you to look deeper to this, your relationship with God, and try to learn these letters of faith, the whole alphabet. May each of us becomes more drunk with God. Amen.